The Likely Resolutions of Oliver Clock by Jane Riley, performed by Steve West. I must eat less cake. I must stop watching infomercials. I must take up a hobby. Making model aeroplanes, perhaps. I must go to the movies once a month, even if it means going on my own. I must find love. Can I find love? The Yellow Notebook. They say old habits die hard, which is true, but I also think that new habits are born easily when you live on your own, like talking to yourself, ordering pantry items in alphabetical order, storing balled-up socks in color-coordinated rows in a drawer, buying microwave meals for one when you should be cooking from scratch, because you really do love to cook, and fantasizing, writing lists of things you'd like to do, imagining a life that isn't yours, all from the comfort of your sofa. Mine are rather like New Year's resolutions, except I make them at any time of the year, whenever I think my life needs reviving, jotting them down in a yellow, dog-eared notebook I've had for ages. It's an enjoyable way to spend an evening, when you have little else to do and no one to share your time with. It's also a pleasant way to unwind from my job as a funeral director. I was on the sofa with a red wine and mediocre microwave chicken cacciatore, fantasizing again. I put my unfinished meal on the floor and picked up the notebook, turned to a new page, and began to write. Thou shalt not grow too large to fit comfortably into a standard size coffin. I must start exercising. I don't know why I adopted old-fashioned vernacular, but I liked its authoritative tone, which I'd not used before. There was something arresting about addressing imaginary masses of people, even if I was the only addressee. It gave me a sense of hopefulness that maybe this time I might actually get off the sofa and carry out some of my desires. Thou shalt be messy. I must refrain from excessive tidiness. I kicked a shoe out of place, stared at its haphazard placement and sideways slant, out of whack with its partner. I knew the sight of it shouldn't make me break out into a sweat, but it was a start. Thou shalt broaden your social life. I must make friends with people other than those who have passed on. The nature of my vocation, being on call day and night, made it difficult to have meaningful encounters with anyone else. And as for meeting potential dates, well, that was proving more difficult as time went on,